So the rishis were wondering, you know, did all the snakes get burned in the fire? Because they found out why there was the fire. But they wondered, did all the snakes get burned in the fire? And if not, why not? So Sutta Goswami continued, and he said, well, you know, the snakes were hearing the curse, they were very scared. And they kind of were thinking, you know, what are we going to do about this? Because we all want to get burned, you know. So they were thinking, you know, kings really respect Brahmins. So kind of like how Vamana Dev went to Bali Maharaj and got a blessing. They were like, we should marry into a Brahmin family. And then a Brahmin can go to the king and stop the sacrifice. So this was their plan. So there was one sage. It all kind of worked out. Because what happened was there was a sage named Jatakratu. And he was really into doing austerities. And he was just really into severe austerities. That was his trip. And he was, you know, walking around and in the forest, and he came upon a vision. He had a vision, and there was this deep pit, like a bottomless pit, and there was a tree that was overhanging it. And there he saw his departed father.
Okay, hold on. I gotta center the mic more.
Oh, okay.
So we're back.
Okay. So Jatakratu, he saw his departed father, grandfather, great grandfather, and all his pitris, his ancestors, they were hanging upside down on the branch. And they're hanging just by a thread. And he went and he saw them. He said, why are you hanging like this? They said, we hang over the chasm of death. We hang over the chasm of rebirth. But only our austerities hang us by a thread. He said, why are you in such a plight? They said, because you are a brahmachari and you will not have children. He said, the piety is in having children, and if the line is broken, we will all fall in the pit. So you must have a child. So he was like, oh wow. But he still didn't really want to do that. So he was like, I will attempt it, but the person I marry must have the same name as me. And if they displease me, I will instantly leave them. So he said, but I will search. So he went around. He's kind of like a hard-hearted guy. He went around and he was looking. He couldn't find anybody in the community of the rishis. So then he sat down. It was kind of arranged in this way. Because he sat down and he said, if I have done austerities and I have pleased the deities and the living entities, then I demand that I have a wife of the same name as me. Bring her forth. And so then actually Vasuki came, who's the king of the serpents. And he said, I have a younger sister named Jatakratu, and you can marry her. So then he was like, oh, okay. Because he was looking for the rishis, but then he was like, he said, if any being can, you know. So then the Naga came, and he's like, I have a younger sister, you can marry her. Now, there's something I need to point out about Nagas, because it isn't that he married a snake. I mean, Nagas have an interesting nature. They have a serpent form, like I described, with many hoods. And then they have another form, which is the lower part is a serpent, but the other part looks like a person. Maybe you've seen an artwork. And then there's another form that looks just like a person. So they can take any one of these three forms. And so, like Arjuna, later on he ended up marrying Ulupi, who was a Naga princess. And so this happens. The Nagas sometimes intermarry. There's actually a number of families in India. And, you know, in India they have a different kind of lineages. And there's actually a number of families and they claim descendants from Naga race. Just like how there's the Surya Vamsa, the Chandra Vamsa, the Agni Vamsa. So there's also the Naga Vamsa. So there's certain Brahmin and Kshatriya families that claim that they're descendants from Naga. So that is there. So Jatakratu married the other, Vasuki's younger sister. And so they lived together and she got pregnant. And so what happened was Jatakratu was sleeping in the middle of the day. And it started to become evening. Now, Jatakratu very liked to do jagya. He was a Brahmin, Rishi. So he would do jagya in morning, noon, and evening. So the sun was starting to go down. But he was sleeping. So his wife was like, I don't know, should I wake him up? Or, because he was kind of ill-tempered. So should I wake him up so he could do his jagya, or should I let him sleep? And so she was kind of like concerned, like if he wakes up, then if he finds out he didn't do his jagya, he'll be mad at me. But if I wake him up, maybe he'll be mad at me. But it's better for virtue's sake that I wake him up so he can do his jagya. So she woke him up. But he was so ill-tempered when he woke up, he just said, you've displeased me, and he just left. He really wasn't cut out for that kind of life. Jatakratu, the girl, went to Vasuki and she said, my husband has left me. And Vasuki was alarmed because his hope for his race was in his sister. And he said, tell me, has he impregnated you? And she said, yes. He said, okay, well, as long as that happened, I'll take care of you, don't worry. So he provided for every need. And the boy was born, and his name was Astikya. So he was raised as a Brahmin, but he was a Naga blood. So when Janmanjaya did the sacrifice, after the Mahabharata story had been told, then they did the jagya, and fire happened, and so many snakes started to fall in, and big snakes, and celestial snakes, and so many were getting burned in the fire, millions and millions. And then Astikya went to the sacrifice, and he was a Brahmin, so the king, when you have a jagya and you have guest Brahmins, and the king, it's his duty to give charity. So Astikya came, and he said, Jamanjaya came to me, said, what is the charity that you want? He said, please stop the sacrifice. And so then they were like, you know, there was some tension there, but the king, he had to do what he was asked. Because the head is more powerful than the arms. And some people didn't want it to happen, but the king gave in, so they stopped. And not all the serpents were killed, but a lot of them were. So then they said, well, what? Tell us the story. Tell us the Mahabharata. So then, I guess we could stop here.